Hi, everybody, and welcome to Countdown to Seattle. This is going to be a week-long feature that will take us to Sunday's NFC title game in CenturyLink Field, Mike.
We were there.
September the 4th.
Yeah.
So tell me, how are the Packers different today from what they were in that opener?
I think the Packers are different on both sides of the ball. First off, on offense, Devontae Adams is your number three receiver now rather than Jarrett Boykin. Also, other Packers rookies, Richard Rodgers, Corey Linsley, they aren't playing in their first NFL game anymore. They've got a whole season under their belts.
Jarrett Boykin. That rings a bell. Who was the guy that he was up against that night?
A guy named Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah. Richard Sherman.
Yeah, you don't like that name. Oh. You've heard enough of that name.
Oh, no, Sherman, yeah. Okay, so how else are the Packers different?
Well, on defense, obviously we saw all the changes the Packers made at the bye week with moving Clay Matthews to inside linebacker on rundowns. They've utilized a lot more personnel packages on defense, so the defense looks very different. The challenge is still going to be very much the same, though, which is Marshawn Lynch.
I want to tell you, the Packers are very different. First of all, their quarterback that night had two legs. Now he has one. Right. That's not an especially good thing, except he's winning on one leg, and
yeah,
he's playing lights out. His passer rating on one leg is better than his passer rating on two. This is really a phenomenon that we're seeing right now. Also, LaTroy Guyon was coming off a training camp, largely missed to a hamstring or a groin?
Yeah, groin injury.
Okay. He has since become a fixture in the middle of the Packers' defense. I don't think this team knew what Julius Peppers. I don't think they had defined Julius Peppers' role September the 4th, but they have now.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews' role has certainly changed. Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix didn't have a great night in that opener.
No, he was another rookie playing in his first NFL game, and that was a pretty big stage for your opener as an NFL player.
And he's playing top end now. There is so much different about the Packers. How about the Seahawks?
Well, I think the biggest difference with the Seahawks is Percy Harvin's no longer on the team. The Packers had to deal with that jet sweep and whatnot with him. Ricardo Lockett, who we saw make that move on Clinton-Dix in the open field for a touchdown, he's almost an afterthought in their offense now. Defensively, Brandon Mebane no longer in the middle. He went on injured reserve, the big defensive tackle, midway through the season. So the Seahawks are a little different as well.
Well, I don't agree with you. I don't think they're different at all. I think they are the same championship football team that runs the ball down your throat, knocks your head off on defense, and they play with verve, and they play with a mean streak, and the Packers are going back into the lion's den, so to speak, and they better be ready to bang with the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, and having been there back in week one, you got to believe that can only help the Packers making a return trip here.
Folks, part two of Countdown to Seattle is tomorrow.